ना मिला आज भी प्यासी है सकीना, प्यासी है सकीना। शामा गई जब छाने लगा बन में अंधेरा, ज़ैनब ने किया भाई के लाशे पे ये नोहा, क्या तुमने सकीना को कहीं देखा है भैया। एक कोज़ली दश्त में आई है सकीना, पानी ना मिला आज भी प्यासी है सकीना, है प्यासी है सकीना। जब 11 मुहर्रम को सुए शाम सिधारी, दरिया की तरफ देख के ज़ैनब ये पुकारी, अब्बास ना मर जाए भतीजी ये तुम्हारी, बेहाल मेरी गोद में बैठी है सकीना, पानी ना मिला आज भी प्यासी है सकीना, है प्यासी है सकीना। ये जुल्म भी कम सिन पे सितम गारों ने ढाया, रखा है इसे का कैद वहां पर या को तन्हा, रहता है जहां दिन में कयामत का अंधेरा, डर डर के ना मर जाए अकेली है सकीना, पानी ना मिला आज भी प्यासी है सकीना, है प्यासी है सकीना। जब 11 मुहर्रम को सुए शाम सिधारी, दरिया की तरफ देख के ज़ैनब ये पुकारी, अब्बास ना मर जाए भतीजी ये तुम्हारी, बेहाल मेरी गोद में बैठी है सकीना, पानी ना मिला आज भी प्यासी है सकीना, है प्यासी है सकीना। अल्लाह करे आए कभी ऐसा जमाना, हो शाम के जिंदा की तरफ आपका जाना, फट जाएगा दिल देख के वो गम का ठिकाना, बेहाल हुई कब्र में सोती है सकीना, पानी ना मिला आज भी प्यासी है सकीना, प्यासी है सकीना। ऐ मोमिनो जब मजलिसे शबीर में आना, बच्चों का तुम्हें वास्ता ये भूल न जाना, ये सोच के जी खोल के तुम अश्क बहाना, मजलिस जहां होगी वहां आती है सकीना, पानी ना मिला आज भी प्यासी है सकीना, प्यासी है सकीना। बर मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु। Please recite the Surah Fatiha for all our marhumin, including all our shuhada, all our awliya Allah, rahimallahu man qara al Fatiha.
رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. صلى الله عليك يا مولانا يا أبا عبد الله. صلى الله على رايك يا ابن رسول الله. صلى الله على رايك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. صلى الله على رايك يا ابن فاطمة المظلومة. ما خاب من تمسك بكم وأمن من لجأ إليكم. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز والله فوزا عظيما. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم. For the love of Abba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, with the loudest of our voices, sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. For the purification of our hearts and the hastening of the reappearance of our beloved 12th Imam, with the loudest of your voices, my dear brothers and sisters, صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Once again, we thank Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for gracing us with this wonderful moment, wonderful opportunity on this second day of the holy month of Muharram. We pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to continue to inspire us with the true teachings and the values established by our beloved master and savior, Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam, on the 10th day of Muharram. My dear brothers and sisters, my dear youth, yesterday our discussion was on the ability of youth. And we discussed to somewhat details as to the ability a youth has. And if indeed a youth appreciates those qualities he or she has, then definitely a youth will achieve success in his or her life. And I hope and pray, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear youth, took one or two lessons from yesterday's majlis, and they are thinking about it and reflecting over it and trying as much as they can to implement those lessons in their lives. Our topic of discussion for today is youth and having purpose in life. And the examination of today will be of the following stages. Number one stage, we will inshallah discuss the importance or the blessings of having purpose in life. You are a youth, a boy and a girl. You either go to school or you work, whatever you do in life, you need to have purpose. So we'll look at the need and the importance of having purpose in life. Then the second stage of my examination, kindly pay attention, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear youth. We will look at the signs of those who have a purpose in their lives. So that when you see either one or all those signs in your life, then you should know that you have a purpose in your life. Number three, we will discuss the lifestyle of those people who have a purpose in their lives. Because anyone, whether young or old, youth, who has purpose, hadaf, purpose meaning hadaf, in his or her life, then their lifestyle is different, and we'll discuss it inshallah. And then the last stage of my examination of the discussion of the majlis today is to focus on practical ways of bringing purpose or having purpose in your lives. What do we need to do as youth to have a purpose in our lives? These are the discussions that we are going to have in today's majlis. As I said yesterday, kindly I beg you, my brothers and sisters, my dear youth, take notes of the new things you will hear from me. Make your pen and a paper ready. I repeat, like I mentioned yesterday, take notes, write a point. It could be only one point, because the benefits of this majlis of Aba Abdullah is to go home with something that when the majlis finish, you can look back and say to yourself, when I was going to the majlis, I didn't know this, but now I know this. That is the benefit of attending the majalis of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam, especially in the holy month of Muharram. And as it is said, kayyidu al-ilma bil aqlam, you want to restrict knowledge, you know, knowledge is here. You want to put limits to the knowledge so that you don't lose the knowledge. What do? You use your pen. First stage of the examination. The benefit, the importance of having purpose or hadaf in life. You see, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this world, created this universe, Allah taught us in glorious Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ, that all people, all mankind, oh my dear youth, do you think that we created you without purpose and that you will not return back to us? There is the reason as to why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created earth and heaven and whatever is between earth and heaven. There is a hadaf. Without a hadaf, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala was not going to create anything. The same thing, one ayah of Quran says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. Allah says, we have not created heaven and earth for no reason. We have not created heaven and earth without a hadaf, without purpose. We created everything for reason. We created everything for purpose. The same reason as to why I and you, especially youth, young boys and girls, you are in this world, that same reason, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants you to make sure that it inspires you to have hadaf, and purpose in your life. Having purpose in life is part and parcel of life. Anyone, young or old, especially our youth, who do not have a purpose in their lives. They go to school, they don't know why they are going to school. They go to madrasa, they don't know why they are going to madrasa. They attend the majlis, they don't know why they are attending majlis. They gather with their friends, they don't know why they are gathering with their friends. Anyone who does not have a hadaf and purpose behind whatever he or she does, then there is something wrong with the life of that person. The benefits of having a hadaf or purpose in life is that it brings direction in one's life. You as a youth, my dear brother Hassanay, my dear brother Muhammad, my dear brother Riza, my dear sister Fatima, if you have a hadaf in your life and in whatever you do, you will realize that there will be direction in your life. Without a hadaf, there is no direction in one's life. That's the first benefit. The second benefit of having purpose and a hadaf in life is what? It brings peace of mind, sukoon. Because you know what you are doing. You know what you want. You as young, you may be 10 years, you may be 11 years, you may be 15 years, you may be 16 years. When you know what you are doing, you obtain peace of mind, sukoon. You obtain itminan. Without knowing what you are doing, you just go where the people go. If you are with your friends and they are wasting their time on social media, you just waste your time with them. If you are sitting with your friends and they are doing gossip, you just waste your time, you do gossip with them. If they are doing, no, you need to have aim in life. You need to have a hadaf in life. So therefore, having purpose in life has two major benefits. The first benefit, it gives you direction in your life. Second benefit, it brings peace of mind and sukoon. Now let's go to the second stage of my examination. Kindly pay attention, my dear brothers and sisters. What are the signs, alamats, of those who have a purpose in their lives? I'm going to mention three signs. And these three signs are from the Holy Quran. When you see one or all of them in your life, then you should know that you have a hadaf. Then you should know that you have a purpose. First one, Allah says, when he is discussing about Prophet Ibrahim, he said, وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدًا. Allah says, we gave Ibrahim rushd. Take note of this word, in this kalime, rushd. What is rushd? Rushd simply means your fitrat is active. Kindly pay attention, my dear youth, boys and girls. The first sign of someone who has purpose in his life, youth or old people, mothers or fathers, is that their fitrat is active. The fitrat is not dead. What is fitrat? Fitrat simply means something which push a person to go for perfection, to go for kamal. That is fitrat. And the word in English, very complicated word, it is called primordial nature. Or primordial nature, according to some. That is fitrat. When your fitrat is working, you don't forget. There is no gaflet. You see, when a youth sits on his phone 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, that's a sign of a gaflet, meaning fitrat is not working properly. When a youth sits on a PlayStation playing all sorts of games. Fortnite, every single game, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. It means fitrat is not working. When fitrat is working, one is mindful of what he does, especially when it comes to wasting time. So the first sign of someone who has purpose and a hadaf in his life is that the fitrat of that person is working. There is no gaflat in the life of that person. You can't be young, you can't be old. Your fitrat must be functioning properly. If the fitrat is not functioning properly, then there is something wrong. Then it simply means you don't have a proper hadaf and purpose in your life. That's number one. Take note of it, please. Number two sign of having purpose in life is what? Is what Quran mentioned. Basira. Basira. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Of course, Allah says in Quran about Prophet. Kul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allahi ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Mentioned. Which was an instruction given to him by Allah. Tell people, I call you to Allah on basirat. Youth, if you want to be someone who has purpose in life, you need to have a basirat, not a baswar. Baswar is eyesight, this one, this naked eye, cheshire. But a basirat is insight, seeing with your heart. Let him explain it to make it easy for you to understand. When we say a youth or even an elderly person must have a basirat, it means what? You to know where he was and know where he is and know where he is going. Now I ask all of you questions, my dear brothers, my dear youth and sisters. Do you know where you were? Do you know where you are? Do you know where you are going? If you don't know where you were yesterday and don't know where you are today and don't know where you are going tomorrow, then you don't have a basirat. Basirat is one of the signs of having a hadaf and purpose in life. Today I see so many of our youth, they just going this, going where, no hadaf, no purpose in life. Wasting a lot of time, wasting a lot of potentials, wasting a lot of energy. I'm not saying all the youth, but I see most of our youth, they are confused. They cannot decide for themselves in their lives. They are stuck. If you truly want to be one of those youth who have a purpose and hadaf in their lives, young or old, then you need to have a basirat. Where were you yesterday? Where are you today? Where are you going tomorrow? Last year at school, what was your result after exams? This year, what is your result? And next year, what result you want to achieve? Last year in madrasa, where were you? What was your position? Were you able to recite Quran well? Were you able to study Aqidah and Fiqh well? Where is your position of madrasa today? What do you want to see yourself becoming in future after madrasa? Last year, you were in primary school. This year, you are in secondary school. Next year or in future, you are going to university. What do you want to see? That is what we call basirat. Our beloved first Imam, Mawlai Kainat, Amirul Mu'mineen, Asadullah al-Ghalib, Salamullahi alayhi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Mentioned, Rahimallahu abdan, arifa min aina, wa fi aina, wa ila aina. Mawlai Kainat made dua. He said, Allah bless someone who knows where he was and know where he is and know where he's going to. In addition to these examples I've just given you about your lives, when it comes to having basirat, the biggest one is what? Where were you before? You were with Allah. You had no existence. You were not living in this world. You were not here before. You were halat al-ma'du. You were in a state of not existing. And then today, you have existence. You are living in this world. And tomorrow, you will go to Qiyamah. You saw coronavirus. How many people die? How many people lost their lives? How many people are dying every day? Are you making good use of your life, my dear youth, to have a purpose? What do you want to become tomorrow? What do you want to achieve in your life? You need to have a basirat. Don't say, I'm young. I'm bichare. No, you are not young. I mentioned yesterday, you can only build your future from today. Whatever you want to become, the journey starts now. The journey doesn't start tomorrow when you go to university. Journey starts when you are at a primary school. Journey starts when you are at a secondary school. Know where you were. There were times when you were not in this world. Allah, out of his love, his rahmat for you and I, he brought you to this world. Why did Allah bring you to this world? He bring you to this world to achieve the purpose of life, to become productive, we mentioned yesterday, and to become creative. And where are you going tomorrow? Where are you going tomorrow? So the second sign of having purpose in life is what? Is that you've got basirat. You know what you are doing. You know what you want to achieve. You are not wasting your time. You are making good use of your time. You are working very, very hard. Yes, you may fail the last year, but you don't want to fail this year. And you don't want to fail in going forward. Yes, the exams was very difficult last year, but I will make sure I study very hard so that the exams become easy for me this year. And also in going forward, I'm going to keep working hard. Having basirat means what? I know where I was yesterday. I know where I am today. And I know where I am going from today. Allahu Akbar, my dear youth. This is a great lesson and treasure from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The third sign of having purpose in life is what Allah beautifully mentioned. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اِكْتَدِهِ Allah says, good servants are those who are guided by Allah. Why don't you follow them? What do we get from here? As a sign of someone who has purpose in his or her life. What we get from here is that they are those who always try to learn new things. You have to learn new things. Don't always start repetition, old things, old or no. Every single day, someone who has purpose in life learns something new. You cannot be a person with good purpose, with a hadaf in zindagi, without learning something new in your life. It's not possible. It doesn't work out. You need to learn something new. We see it in the lives of our great scholars, like Allama Shaheed Mutahari, Kaddasallahu Nafsahu Zakiya. He would learn a new thing every single day. Ayatollah Mar Ashi Najafi, they will learn something new every day. When I was a student in Hausa, one day we visited Ayatollah Bahjat and we asked him for his advice. And he told us, you as youth, you as young generation, try to learn new thing every day. You need to have a jotter, a small book, and a pen. Wherever you go, it's in your pocket or in your bag. Learn something new. You can learn new English vocabulary, new English term, or new Urdu term. Learn Urdu literature. Learn something new. Maybe you are fancy or you like technology. Every day, try to learn something new. If you don't learn something new every day, then you don't have a purpose in your life. Then your zindagi, your life, is bidun hadaf. There is no hadaf. So therefore, let me summarize the second stage of my examination so that you understand what I mean. There are three signs for those youth who have a hadaf and purpose in their lives. The first one is that their fitrat is active. They don't just forget. They don't ignore things. Number two, they have a basirat. And we explain what is basirat. And number three, they learn new things or new things every single day. Now, what is the lifestyle of a youth or even old person, adult, who has purpose in his or her life? Whether a boy or a girl, whether a mother or a father, the lifestyle is around three things. And Quran mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Their first lifestyle is what? They have the best of akhlaq. Good akhlaq. And where do those good akhlaq come from? They get those good akhlaq from establishing their prayers, their ibadah, fajr, zuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, the daily namazes. So the first lifestyle of someone who has a hadaf from the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt is that the person has the best behavior, good akhlaq, respect people, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. You don't undermine people. You don't disrespect people. You don't laugh at people. You do not gossip about people. You do not backbite about people. That's the first lifestyle of someone who has purpose. A youth, a young boy, and a young girl who has purpose in his or her life will behave well because he knows what he wants. He's got something to achieve. So he doesn't beat about the bush. He or she doesn't waste time. They behave well. They are respectful. They go to school, they respect their teachers. They go to madrasa, they respect their teachers. When it comes to their parents, they respect and honor their parents. When it comes to their friends, they don't bully them. They don't push them away. They respect one another. There is a rahmah between them. That is the first lifestyle of someone who has purpose or hadaf in his life. The second lifestyle of someone who has a hadaf and purpose in his life is what? They plan. They've got plan, takhtitat. They have a plan in their life. Now, if I ask you, all of you, you are youth, what's your plan for this year, Muharram? You are now attending majlis. What's your plan? What do you want to achieve by the end of Arba'in, before Eid Zahra? You need to have a plan. So the lifestyle of someone who has a hadaf in Islam is planning. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam mentioned, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Alaykum bi taqwa Allah wa nazmi amrikum. Imam Ali said, number one, fear Allah. Number two, be organized, have planning. Don't say you are young. My father will do it for me. My mom will do it for me. My sister will, Lord, there's no young. Today everybody is good. Alhamdulillah, this world of technology. You need to have planning. You are going to school tomorrow. What is your plan for tomorrow at school? You are going to madrasa. What is your plan? You are going to work. What is your plan? Muharram is here. Muharram has arrived, as the poet mentioned. What is your plan this year, Muharram? What do you want to achieve at the end of attending all these majlis? Or you are just attending majlis because it's Muharram? Or there is something you want to achieve? So you need to have a plan. The lifestyle of someone who has hadaf is what is planning. They plan properly. They plan well. They write their plans. They stick their plans in the walls of their rooms. They've got timetable. What is your timetable? What do you want to achieve? Very, very important. And the last lifestyle of someone who has had a finished life is what? They give, they serve, they do khidmat of people. They help in the house. When the father and mother are cleaning, they also help in cleaning. When father and mother are doing something, they help them. When they go to school, they help. When they go to Imam Barga, they help. During Muharram, Sabil, they help. During Muharram, Julus, they help. So you cannot just have a purpose in life without having this type of a lifestyle. Now, the last stage of my examination, then we are done, inshallah. How do I achieve purpose? Because many a times youth come to me, youth write to me, Sheikh Noor, I cannot create balance. I'm busy with schoolwork, or I'm busy with work, or I'm busy with madrasa. I don't even have time for salat. I don't even have time to go to the mosque. Sometimes I don't have time to go to madrasa. How do you create purpose in your life? Kindly, I want you, I beg you. I beg you, pay attention to these points that I'm going to mention. It will help you, I promise you. Inshallah, bihaq al-Zahra. Salamu Allah alayha. Bihaq al-Husayn. It will help you and it will change your life. Your life will not be the same. Take it very seriously and I want you to think about it. Regardless of your age, it helps everyone. Parents, students, people, it helps everyone. How do I achieve purpose? Or how do I create purpose in my life? To create purpose, you need to identify four major needs in life. Four hajat. There are four needs in life. In this zindagi. If you identify those needs and you try to take care of all of them, you will achieve purpose in your life. You will have a purpose in your life. What is the first need in life? Think about it, I'm asking you. There are four needs, four hajat. Identify them in your life, tashkhis. Once you make tashkhis of those needs, then try to take care of those needs. And when you are able to take care of those needs, then you are someone who has a hadaf or purpose in his own. You are the future of our communities, I mentioned yesterday. You are the future leaders of the community in Karachi or wherever you are in the world. If you, as my youth, lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt, don't have a purpose in your life, then the future is not bright, it's dark. The first need is what? It's hajatul mali, material need. Every person, whether young or old, you have material need. What is material need? Your clothes, the food you eat, work, source of income, which I will discuss one day about career. Source of income. You need to plan. How am I going to help my father for his business to grow? How am I going to help my family in future? Everybody has material needs. For you as youth now, your material need is what? Is going to school and learn so that you become responsible professional in future. That's my material need. For you as a father, for you as a mother, adult, your material need now is your work, is your business. But you as youth, you are studying so that tomorrow you become responsible. So the first need you need to identify and take care of is your physical material need. Clothes, gasol, your car, your work, your school. That's number one. Take care of that. But you cannot take care of that alone without looking at other three needs. You've got some people, it's only work, 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 work. It's only school, 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 school. That alone is not enough. When you focus on that alone, then you don't have a purpose in life. What is the second need? Social need. Hajatun ishtima'i. Social need. Every one of us here has social need. You need friends. You need family. You need to go out and meet people. That's a social need. You need to go to the community when there is program. You need to go to the community when there is sports, when there is conference, when there is an event. We are social by nature. You cannot live alone. So you have what is called social need. Go to work, but don't let your work take over your social need. If you are married, your social need to spend time with your family. If you are not married like our youth, you have to spend time with your father, with your mother, with your sisters, with your brothers, with your uncles, with your, I don't know, you know, grandparents. These are all social need with your friends. But then you cannot just spend the whole time with your friends, the whole time with your family without studying and without going to work. So first need, physical need, I repeat. Second need is social need needed. These two is not enough to make you a person with purpose. What is the third need? The third need is intellectual need. Hajatun akli. Very important lesson from Ahlul Bayt. I'm sharing with you, my dear brothers and sisters. I beg you, take this lesson seriously. You can listen to the tape later on if you've not understood anything. And I said yesterday, if you have questions about my speech, if you have questions about my lectures, you can either give it to Brother Hassane or Zain Uncle, or maybe after Ashura, we'll have time on Zoom. We can have questions with you. You can talk to me and I can answer your questions, inshallah. Third need is intellectual need. You see, your mind, your akal. It has a need. What is the need of your akal? Information, knowledge. Read Quran, recite Quran every day, even if it is one verse. Recite another, read another book, have a book. You as youth in your house, you have to have a mini library, small library. The money you get as gifts, maybe during your birthday or pocket money, use some of them, buy books. Go to bookshops or go on Amazon, buy books, good books, and read both religious books and non-religious books. So long as they benefit you, your akal has a need, and the need of your akal is information. So you've got physical need, you've got your social need, you've got your intellectual need, akal. You cannot stay as a youth without reading. You have to read. How many books have you read so far? Have you finished reading books about the lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? It's a challenge I'm putting to you and I'm putting to myself. If I come to your house in Pakistan and I ask you, show me the books you have read in your life in the past 10 years, in the past 5 years, in the past 3 years, will you be able to show me books? Intellectual need is crucial, it's important. You have to take care of your intellectual need. You cannot take care of only your material need and social need without taking care of your intellectual need. And the last need is the most powerful need. Hajatun ruhiyya. Ruhiyat. spiritual needs. Your soul has a need, and you have to take care of that soul. Intellect, akl, ruh, soul. Intellect, reading, information. But your soul doesn't need information. Your soul need Allah. Your soul need Ahlul Bayt. Your soul need Quran. Your soul need Salat. Your soul need fasting. Your soul need Azadari of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. You have to take care of all these needs. Not only in the holy month of Muharram, throughout your life, if you want to achieve purpose, if you want to be successful in your lives. So, Garrett, we have four major needs in life. You have material or physical need, you have a social need, you have intellectual need, and you have spiritual need. Spiritual need is your salat. It's your ibadah. It's your connection with Allah. It's your connection with Ahlul Bayt. Alayhi wassalatu wassalam. Now, last question. Can I create balance between these four? Difficult. It cannot be all equal. Like 50, 50, 50, 50. No. Sometimes your material need may take more. Sometimes your social need may take more. Sometimes your intellectual need may take more, meaning more of your time worked. And sometimes your spiritual need. But what is important is that make sure, no matter what your situation, all these needs are taken care of. When you try to take care of these needs, then alhamdulillah, you are on your way towards achieving purpose in life. Physical need. Make a plan. Make a timetable. What are your physical needs? I said school. I said work. Social need. Okay, I will spend this time with my friends from 1 to 2. I don't want to spend too much time. On social media, I don't want to keep chatting the whole night. I can't sleep. I stay the whole night chatting. I stay the whole night playing games. I even miss my Fajr Salah. It means what? You are only taking care of social need without taking care of social spiritual need. Likewise, no. I want to write in my timetable. What book am I going to read during this holiday? We are in a summer holiday or winter, whatever, in Pakistan. What books am I going to read to increase my understanding of Islam, to increase my understanding of life? And so therefore, in conclusion, my dear youth, to have a purpose in life is key to success. Success in dunya and success in akhirah. And to have a purpose in life, it gives you sukoon, it gives you peace of mind. And to have a purpose in life, it helps you not to waste your time. And we'll discuss about time management, inshallah. It helps you not to waste your time. Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam showed us the way that we must have purpose in life. Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, he had purpose in life. That is why he went out for that uprising alongside his companions in the holy land of Karbala. And Imam al-Husayn achieved the purpose of life. What is the purpose of life? Is to feel Allah, is to bring Allah to your life. My dear youth, sky is the limit. You can achieve it, I promise you. Yes, you may struggle today, but keep going. Keep knocking the door. Keep having purpose in life. You will make it. Yes, you maybe didn't do well last year. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep working hard to have purpose in your life. I want you now to take your hearts to the holy city of Mecca. And tonight I want us to remember a great lady who, yes, Imam al-Husayn did not see her physically, but Imam al-Husayn had a strong relationship with her, Bibi Khadija alayhi salam. You know very well Kaaba is a holy place. The holy prophet, the grandfather of Imam al-Husayn, received the revelations in Kaaba. And the father of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was born in Kaaba. And his grandmother, Bibi Khadija alayhi salam, she spent whatever she had towards the growth and the development of Islam in Makkah al-Mukarram. But when Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, Azadaran Husayn, when he came to perform a hajjah, they told the Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, you cannot continue performing your hajjah. If you continue to do so, we will behead you. As when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi met Jibreel, and the Holy Prophet asked Jibreel about Husayn alayhi salam. Jibreel said to Rasul Allah, "Yudhbahu dhabha ash-shat." Imam Husayn will be slaughtered like a sheep. Aba Abdullah had a strong relationship with Bibi Khadija. Aba Abdullah gave whatever he had in life for Islam. Bibi Khadija gave whatever she had in life for Islam. Aba Abdullah gave his life for Islam. Bibi Khadija gave her life to Islam. When Bibi Khadija was about to leave this world, was about to die, she called Bibi Fatima. She said, "My beloved Fatima, I want you to tell your father, Rasulullah, when I die, he should cover me with his aba'a, the aba'a he used to make salat with." Bibi Fatima told Rasulullah, and Rasulullah said, "Fatima, I will make sure I cover your mother with my aba'a." When Bibi Khadija left this world, the Holy Prophet came to bury Bibi Khadija. He used his aba'a to cover the body of Khadija, but the aba'a was too small for Khadija. Azizan Muhtaram, the Holy Prophet then raised up his hand and he made dua. He said, "Ya Allah, I am your prophet, rahmatan lil alamin. And Khadija is my beloved wife. I need a coffin to bury my beloved wife, Khadija." Jibreel then brought 5 coffins to the Holy Prophet from heaven. Prophet then asked Jibreel, "These 5 coffins are for who?" Jibreel said, "The first coffin is for you, Rasul, is for Bibi Khadija. Use that coffin to bury Khadija." Then Jibreel said, "The second kafan is for you, Rasulullah." Then Jibreel said, "The third kafan is for Fatima al-Zahra, Bibi Fatima." And you know very well, when the authorities send the henchmen to the house of Fatima, they pushed the door on Fatima, and the door broke the ribs of Fatima. As one sha'ir and poet mentioned, 2 ribs were broken painfully in this world. 1 rib was broken when the person was alive, and the other rib was broken when the person was no more in this world. The rib which was broken when the person was alive was the ribs of Fatima al-Zahra, and the rib which was broken when the person was no more in this world was the ribs of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. They came with the hoofs of their horses, and they began to trample on the body of Aba Abdullah. Jibreel then said to Rasulullah, "The 4th kafan is for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam." Then Jibreel said, "The 5th kafan is for Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba." Rasulullah then looked at Jibreel, and he said, "Ya Jibreel, where is the kafan for Husayn? Where is the kafan for Aba Abdullah?" Jibreel then said to Rasulullah, "Yudhbahu dhabha ash-shat. Husayn will be slaughtered like sheep. Husayn will be slaughtered like an animal. Husayn will be in Karbala bi kafan." Allah. الله أكبر. ألا لعنة الله على الكون الظالمين، وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. اللهم إنا نسألك وندعوك باسمك العظيم الأعظم الأعظم الأجل الأكرم وبأسمائك الحسنى بمحمد وعلي وفاطمة والحسن والحسين وبذات المعصومين من ذرية الحسين. يا الله I pray my dear youth in Pakistan, Allah bless them and protect them. Our dear youth from Pakistan who join me in this majlis of Abba Abdullah, wherever they may be, ya Allah, I seek your intervention on their behalf. Some of them are students, some of them are going to university, some of them are looking for jobs. Allah protect them and make it easy for them. Allah make these youth true lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt. Bless their parents and protect their parents. Allah increase us in the love of Abba Abdullah, Ya Aqim Muhammad wa Ali al-Tahir. Ha'tam al-Husayn, Ya Husayn, Ya Husayn.
Amma Fiza, bata de mujhko, pathar kyun aa rahe hain? Amma Fiza, bata de mujhko, pathar kyun aa rahe hain? Kaisa hai ye charaga, dil doobe ja rahe hain? Kya sham aa gaya hai? Amma Fiza, bata de mujhko, pathar kyun aa rahe hain? Hone lagi azane, kaise saron ko dhaape? Baazu bandhe hue hain, khoon ro rahi hain aankhein. Aankhon ke khoon se raste, khoon mein naha rahe hain. Kya sham aa gaya hai? Amma Fiza, bata de mujhko, pathar kyun aa rahe hain? Naze pe jitne sar hain, ek sar hai unme aisa. Aankhein hain band uski, aur khaak par hai girta. Abbas ka ye sar hai, tevar bata rahe hain. Kya sham aa gaya hai? Amma Fiza, bata de mujhko, pathar kyun aa rahe hain? Hain log kis tarah ke, humse dua karaye? Ae qaidiyon dua do, ye din na hum pe aaye. Lekar duaye humse, dil bhi dukha rahe hain. Kya sham aa gaya hai? Amma Fiza, bata de mujhko, pathar kyun aa rahe hain? Maaon ki godiyon se lipte hue hain bacche, hai haath rasiyon mein maaon ke aise jakre. Bacche jo gir rahe hain, wo marte ja rahe hain. Kya sham aa gaya hai? Amma Fiza, bata de mujhko, pathar kyun aa rahe hain? Naizon pe jitne sar hain, ek sar hai unme aisa. Aankhein hain band uski, aur khaak par hai girta. Abbas ka ye sar hai,
तेवर बता रहे हैं क्या शाम आ गया है, अम्मा फिजा बता दे मुझको पत्थर क्यों आ रहे हैं। पर मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद सलवात।
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا رسول الله، السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا سيد الوصيين، السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا إمام الحسن، السلام عليك يا إمام الحسين، السلام عليك يا إمام علي بن الحسين، السلام عليك يا إمام محمد بن علي، السلام عليك يا إمام جعفر بن محمد، السلام عليك يا إمام موسى بن جعفر، السلام عليكم يا مولاي أبا الفضل العباس بن أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليكم جميعا شهداء كربلاء وسيران كربلاء ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام عليك يا غريب الغرباء، السلام عليك يا معين الضعفاء والفقراء، السلام عليك يا شمس الشموس، السلام عليك يا أنيس النفوس أيها المدفون بعض هتوس، السلام عليك يا علي بن موسى الرضا الراضي بالقدر والقضاء ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام عليك يا أبي معصومة، السلام عليك يا إمام التقي، السلام عليك يا إمام الحادي، السلام عليك يا إمام العسكري، السلام عليك يا إمام صاحب العصر والزمان سيدي الأمان 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 من فتنة الزمان، السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن، السلام عليك يا دافع الظلم والعدوان سيدي عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتئه فيها طويلا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Please recite the Surah Fatiha for all our marhumin, including all our shuhada, all our awliya Allah, rahimallahu man qara al-Fatiha.